Are you doing your business or running it? I'm Janet Attard with the BusinessKnowHow.com idea of the day. When you are self-employed or own a small business, you're responsible for everything that happens in that business, and you want to make sure everything is done perfectly. You want to be sure that customers always find what they need or have the services they request made available to them when they want them. You want to be sure every phone call gets answered, even if it's unimportant or late in the day. You stay on top of your email, being sure to answer every piece of mail you receive in an hour or less, regardless of its importance or when you receive it. You know how important marketing is, so you spend time deciding where and how to advertise offline and online. You write your own ads and maybe design them yourself, too. You manage all your online pay-per-click campaigns because you worry that no one else will keep as close an eye on them as you do. You know how important it is to get your name known online, so you blog, you Twitter, you post in online forums, participate in online mailing lists, dig and stumble upon articles, and have a Facebook account, too. And then there's all that paperwork and bookkeeping. You don't want anyone else to know how much you make, or maybe how little you make, so you do all the invoicing and bookkeeping yourself. At the end of the day, you fall into bed exhausted. You work most weekends, too, trying to catch up on things you didn't get done during the week. At the end of the month, your business is doing just about the same as it was last month and the month before. In fact, you're just about at the same place you were last year. What's wrong with this picture? You're doing too much. Instead of running your business, you're doing the business. And the business is running you ragged. And you don't see any way out. If that sounds like you, stop now and do this. Get out your calendar and schedule a meeting this week with yourself. Block off at least an hour of time when you are fresh and alert and won't get interrupted. Use that time to analyze your current activities and plan your business to work more efficiently. In other words, use that time to work on your business. Look at all aspects of the business. What things make you the most money? How can you do more things that make you the most money? How could you delegate some of the tasks you do now to someone other than yourself? Could you save time and maybe money by changing procedures, suppliers, or services? Do you really have to answer every piece of email immediately yourself? Could someone else type invoices, take orders, or even answer routine email inquiries? If you can't afford to hire someone full-time to take some of the load off of you, could you hire someone part-time or use a virtual assistant? Take the time to work on your business instead of working in it. Be the planner and thinker instead of the doer. Try it. You'll not only be able to take the weekends off, but you'll also see your business grow as a result. I'm Janet Attard with the BusinessKnowHow.com idea of the day. For more tips, hints, and ideas to grow your business, visit BusinessKnowHow.com.